And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. went on CNN recently and told the anchor across from him that she was part of the problem during COVID. Kennedy said the country dismantled its own constitutional rights overnight, with people censored or fired for asking questions the government didn't want to ask. The anchor kept steering toward what he'd do about the next public health emergency, and Kennedy kept answering that protecting the First Amendment is the thing to do. When she said she really wanted to move on, he told her, of course she did. He called it press malpractice. And you know what? He's right, because the doctors saying you're doing this wrong got vilified while the press cheered on. And speaking of speech, the government would rather you not use. Michigan has agreed to stop enforcing its ban on so-called conversion therapy. A federal judge signed a permanent order last week, with the state conceding the law is unconstitutional as applied to counselors who only talk. Under the 2023 law that Governor Whitmer signed, a therapist who told a struggling girl she's a girl could lose her license. Michigan folded after the Supreme Court struck down Colorado's version in March. The attorney who won the case called it a victory for children, counselors, and common sense, because hurting kids deserves compassion, not a one-way ticket to drugs, hormones, or surgery. And whether a grown woman is allowed to say that out loud is currently tearing up the WNBA. I'm sure you've probably heard this by now, but Indiana Fever guard Sophie Cunningham said months ago that girls shouldn't have to compete against biological men, and she hasn't backed off of that since. Last week in Portland, her own head coach got the question and said she isn't educated enough from a scientific standpoint to answer it, adding that she doesn't believe exclusion is ever the answer and that she grew up playing with boys. Riley Gaines asked the obvious question back: if exclusion isn't the answer, what's the WNBA for? And Cunningham's team plays in Indianapolis. That's where the state house is having its own rough time. The top Republican in the Indiana Senate announced last week that he won't seek re-election as leader in November. 8 months ago, he and 20 other Republicans joined every Senate Democrat to kill President Trump's redistricting plan, a map that would have handed the party two or more congressional seats. Trump promised to fund primary challengers against any senator who backed him for another term, and this spring, most of those incumbents lost. And school will be starting back soon, in some places earlier than others, but a former high school English teacher writing at the Daily Wire has a warning for parents. The students getting caught using artificial intelligence aren't the slackers, she says. They're the honor students and team captains, buried under homework until cheating starts looking like the only exit. And the old tales about who's using AI and who's not, well, those are gone too, since tools now rough up the writing until it sounds human, and kids who know that pasting text shows up in a document's edit history just retype the machine's work by hand. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.